Early each morning, I place myself under the lordship and protection of Jesus Christ. Under his lordship to guard me against myself. If I choose his lordship, I will choose against myself and thus be kept from the foolish and hurtful lusts that war against the soul. I want to be under his protection because that I have it on very good authority that our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. If you are under the protection of Jesus, you are in a place of authority and power. The Bible teaches that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Therefore, you can resist the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, and he will flee from you. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, Satan. In the Bible, the devil is called the evil one. Moral evil is his basic and overriding attribute. God, on the other hand, is called the Holy One. This simple fact puts them at the opposite ends of the scale. Their objectives and activities are always in opposite directions. It is interesting to note that according to the Bible, Satan is fundamentally a liar and his kingdom is founded on lies and deceit. His power lies primarily in his ability to trick you into thinking that what he proposes is good. When you are tempted by the devil, he will try to deceive you with the lie that good can be gotten at the cost of doing wrong. He is a master at the art of twisting evil to appear good. One of his chief purposes on earth is to keep the unsaved from a living experience with Christ. The Bible says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Satan will fight to keep people from Christ, and therefore earnest prayer must be made. The commission of the Apostle Paul was to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them who are sanctified by faith that is in me. One of the main objectives of Satan is to discredit the Word of God. He often uses false teachers who appear to represent God. Sometimes he will use some so-called scholar who will appear intelligent and honorable and will in a skillful manner lead people to think that they can't believe the Bible. This is all part of the enemy's strategy to deceive. He hates and fears the Word of God. He knows "it is written" is his downfall. He cannot cope with the sword of the Spirit. Satan is a defeated foe, and he knows it. He was defeated at the cross where Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You can take your stand as a Christian in the victory of Jesus Christ. The devil and all the principalities and powers and demons of hell were conquered by our dying Savior. The first promise in the Bible concerning the warfare between Christ and Satan was fulfilled at the cross as Jesus dealt the deciding blow to the devil. He spoiled him, conquered him, disabled him, and made a show of him openly. Never had the devil and all his hosts received such a devastating defeat. Ultimately, he will meet his final doom, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. May God bless you as you walk in Christ's victory.